Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, mobile. ABD9NN mobile monitoring. ABD8 mobile.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf on the Link system.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Headed over to Williamsburg to pick up some stuff from a client. And, then after I gotta go pick up some more stuff from a different client, and then bring it all back to the office. It's a fun time.
Hey, it looks like fun navigating all the construction. That's life in the big city. But, hey, good job with the APRS there. I saw that you were being picked up in Wisconsin, so that it's transmitting very well.
All I did was press the power button because I wonder if they were having some power issues. I think Matt said they were having some power problems, but, anyway. Okay, Volkswagen, geez, dude. Anyway, it was just off. I just pressed the power button, turned it on, and it came right back to life.
Hey, well, isn't that the number one solution for most technical problems? Turn it off, turn it back on, or just turn it on?
The greatest solution.
All right, sir. Well, I just heard you out there and wanted to follow up after last week. Your work there, and congratulations. Pushing the button worked. ACHDG. Hey, 7-3, have a good day.
7-3, Mr. Jim, and ACMH mobile.
Okay, do I ask mobile?
CCCSU, testing Normish Link System, ADMR Elmwood receiver.
K8BCW, good afternoon, Toby. You're getting in just fine. Got a little bacon fried in the background, but otherwise 100% readable.
Okay, DMR is still down in Traverse, so I have to use the 2-6 repeater to get into the North Michigan Link system. So, okay, thanks. I was just double-checking. I tried getting on there, and it shows that both repeaters are not working on DMR. So, okay, thanks. KCAVSU portable.
Is that just your DMR tower down near you, or is the whole talk group not working on the link?
No, it's Traverse City 442.5. They've had issues with it, and I thought they'd get it back up and going because people want to use it, and they just can't use it with it being down. So I didn't know if they got it back up yet or not. It makes a waste of a radio for me anymore. So, okay, thanks, KCAVSU.
All right, thanks for the update. I hadn't tried the Petoskey Tower on the DMR link lately, so it was good to know. Have a good afternoon, K8BCW.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, testing. Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, testing.
WAAAA, this is KD8CNS. WAAAA, this is KD8CNS.
Cut it off.
8UH.
Mobile.
You found it.
Yeah, I did. Treasure Zero Lane Closer. How you doing?
We're chilling. I'm drafting an email for a buddy of mine who's he saw my image server contraption and he wants to do that same thing for his family photo archive, so I'm talking to the IT department, drafting an email to the IT department for the company that his parents own, telling them what I need, and possibly when.
Okay, that's going to be a public archive or what?
All I got was, okay.
I might still be on the edge. I'm totally just to my right.
Yeah, you're pretty rough.
Yeah. I'll give you all the beans. We'll see how that works.
Hey, that's way better. So does that mean you've got baked beans now?
I think so. I just talked to a pretty young ham in Clarkston that was playing around with an Alinco, and she was sounded pretty active. That A4 machine is actually really nice, so in my book for next time I had been down this way.
Oh, that's cool. What machine was that on again?
1.684 small 100.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was saying he has an ICOM 5100. Is that the one that you have, or is that's a different one, right? That's the 7100?
Yeah, I've got the 7100. The 5100 is, it's a dual receive mobile. It doesn't have HF. It's strictly a dual bander that does D-Star and things.
Ah, okay, got it. Yeah, he was. I was kind of jealous. He was saying he was living up in Washington for a little bit. Got to go on a sailboat out in the water and let him put a J4 up on top of the 57-foot mast, and he said it was great. That would be kind of fun.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were up there. I just had a little HQ, so it would have been way more fun with some actual gear.
Yeah, you're starting to get pretty rough again.
It might get better, it might not. I'm going uphill slowly, but there's a lot of terrain. So I'll cut her loose for now, and maybe when I get closer, I'll try it again.
Oh, the one you're on is in Flint.
Okay, so I'm getting further away.
Correct, yeah. The next one you'll be closest to is 8-4. But you're going to have to, you'll probably want to be in West Branch before you try that.
All right, I'll put it on one. Just be getting home a little after 7. It's weird that he has a schedule, so I hope his day went well. But, yeah, I'll be there, call you a little back tonight.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I saw him leaving when I was, I stopped at the house to grab some stuff for lunch to bring to the office, and he was taken off, and it was probably around 10:30-ish.
Yeah, I think he had to work at 10:30 or 10:45. He's still doing training, so. It's open at 11, so nice to have him on schedule. I'll have to get him a license then. All right, bye, Twitter. NATMH, NATN.
Okay, that's Twitter. NATMH.
K8 SGZ testing.
This is K808G. Who's that last station calling in?
K8 SGZ, Traverse City. Shouldn't be scratchy at all. I'm using the All-Star system. I was seeing if the Traverse City 86 repeater was connected. Doesn't look like it. I'm not sure what is going on with this thing.
Well, it must just be my antenna because I am hearing static. Yeah, I'm not sure if the 86 is connected or not, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on my mobile. It's not connected. I just want to make sure this thing works. I'm using an app to get in called QSO, a nifty little app. I just want to make sure it works.
Yeah, you was crystal clear, whoever was trying to see if it works, KC8CMQ on the model receiver.
All right, that's helpful. Are you using radio or are you using All-Star?
Yeah, okay. Well, the other person that you was talking to was also crackly, and I couldn't understand what he was saying either. But, yeah, you're crystal clear.
All All right, I appreciate that. No, I'm just getting ready for the net at 8 o'clock. Get SGZ.
Okay. KACHCMQ.
KCHCLM listening.
Node 5614 70 connected to node 5834 10.
KCHCLM.
This is KSUZ. Is there anyone on the Traverse City 86 repeater? I just need a radio check.
KB8FBJ, sound good.
Appreciate it, Bob. I'm going to try using the QSO app for the net tonight, see how it works. See if it does Android version of FLDigi.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see how that FLDigi works on that, because usually the digital doesn't like to be digitized, but be a good test.
Well, we'll give it a whirl, see what happens, but so far, I'm kind of impressed with this little app. It does a lot of different things, very cool, but you know, it'll be really great for Skywarn and other emergency operations. We'll see. All right, man. Well, I'm getting ready. I got to come up with a FLDigi message here to send, so I'll catch you at 8 o'clock. Catch you, Z.
KB8FCJ.
Station trying to make the repeater. You're breaking the repeater, but there's very little audio, and it's very, very scratchy, so you're just not quite making it. Might want to change locations or up your power. WX1J.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Traverse City Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KHGTC Net Control. Tonight we are doing something a little bit different. I am using the QSO One app, which is a free app for Android or Windows. You can download from the website directly. It's not in the Play Store. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSUZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use as repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 147.26 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control will stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Dave, K8WPE.
Drake, NQH.
Bob, KB8SBJ.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec.
Mark, KC8DAT.
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra Bravo, Whiskey.
Kilo, Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, Caleb.
All right, I want to make sure I didn't miss any here. I've got Dave, K-A-W-P-E. I've got Drake, N-A-D-M-H. I've got KB8-S-E-J, Bob, Mike, A-I-6-X-Q, Mark, K-C-8-Z-A-P, Kevin D, K-D-8-W-W-U. There's one station I didn't quite get. And Caleb, I got you in there, K-D-8-W-A-M. The other station I missed, could you please check in one more time?
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Mike, I got you in there. I think I missed one more out there.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Scott, I've got Mike in there, WAVPC. I've got Matthew. I didn't quite get your call sign. You were very staticky. I got Scott, WX1J. Matthew, let me try your call sign one more time.
Matthew,
I got you in there. I've also got Kevin, KE8SBW. Let's go to the top of the list with Dave. Dave, KWPE. Dave, give me a location and messages to pass.
This is Dave, KWPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, and no messages to pass.
Drake, NADMH. Drake, give location and messages to pass.
Drake and 8DMH, we're at Barlow and South Airport, no traffic.
Bob, KB8SEJ, Bobby location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SEJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Mike, AI6XQ, Mike at location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake Lidona, no messages.
I've got Kevin, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, and Whiskey Uniform at the north end of Torch Lake, no messages to pass.
Kevin, number 2, KE8SBW. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass? Caleb, KD8WAM. Caleb, your location, any messages to pass?
southeast of Kalkaska. No traffic.
Mike, W8DPC, Mike at location, any messages to pass?
This is W8DPC, location Royal Oak, no traffic.
Matthew, I can't even read my own handwriting here on your call sign. I think it's KD8HLQ. I'm not even close. Matthew, give me your call sign and your location, please, and do you have any messages to pass? You're a little scratchy, but we got you. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. I am in Trevor City on Washington Street. I have no messages to pass. Back to Annette from WX1J.
Is there anybody I've missed?
Mark, KC8ZAT.
Mark, my apologies. I had you written down. Mark, KCAZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KCAZAP. Location is 4 miles, 5 miles south of Chum's Corners off of M37, and no messages to pass. Back to net control.
Anybody else I've missed? Nothing heard. We're going to do a little experiment here. Every week we practice sending digital messages. This would be very helpful in emergency. And this time we're going to do it through the QSO app. So I'm going to curious if this will work with FL Digi. This message is 40 seconds. And if you receive it, let me know. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KAGTC, messages as follows. This is KGTC. If you receive this message, please check in.
K8WPE 100%.
KB8DMH, we got it.
KB8SCJ. It shows up, but it's not in my inbox.
K8WPE, same. I got all your words, but there's no message in the 213 format.
Same here, WAVPC.
Same from Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike. Got the waterfall, no rapid.
Well, that was a good experiment. We learned a lesson here. I'm also wondering if I had the volume up, because I seem to have pegged the audio when I set this up. I may have to play this a little bit. Well, I really appreciate everybody checking in and conducting our little experiment here. That's it for me. I'm going to turn the net over to the Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club. This is KAGTC. Take it away, Cherry Land.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Internet. The mesh net and the use of this repeater is authorized by the Cherry Land Amateur Radio Club. This is Caleb, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike. I'll be in that control station this evening using the club call sign, W8TCM. I will be running this net over the Grayling repeater, which is new, so I thought I would let people know, 14684, with a scale of 103.5. And the repeater call is KE8OHG. thanks to everyone who helped setting that up. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community, make announcements of local amateur interests, and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy. Get your license and join us here on the air. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause this listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Please call now. Not heard. Check-in process for this net is to check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, acknowledge the station I heard, and call for the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and make sure we don't miss anyone. Thanks for your patience. We check in three groups, portable short time, Echolink, and general check-ins. To check in, please give your call sign distinctly and your first name. This is WATCM, Net Control. First portable or short time check-in, please call now.
NATCM mobile.
There we got Joe in the, on the road to start us off. Next check-in.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
AI6XQ, Mike, sorry to say I walked on you there, but I got HZQ. Could you give me the rest of your call?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Hotel Charlie, Quebec, Matthew, Lake Anderson.
Matthew, KF8HZQ. Alrighty, next check-in.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
AI6XQ, Mike, got you on the list. Next check-in.
Dave, K8WPE.
Get together that, Dave. Next check-in.
Victoria, Tom Cadillac.
WB8WIV got you on the list, and with the other station, please come back again.
Glenn, KSGZ.
Got you on the list, Jim. Yeah, well, Glenn. Next check-in.
Jake. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Sierra Mike Zulu.
KF0, SMZ. Got you on the list. Next check-in.
Love KO60TI.
Kilo Roger 6, Oscar Tango India. Got you on the list as well. Next chicken.
K-A-H-H-Y-E.
Edgar, got you on the list. Next portable or short time chicken. Please call now. All right, before we get to the rest of you, we'll get to these short time stations and get them on their way before they run out of time, starting with NACN Joe. You can still reach us.
NHTN Mobile, I'm on 115. I'm on the 146.84 machine on the link. I'm about 12 miles from right off the Cadillac, so I just went down the hill and I'm crossing the street intersection here. So if I'm noisy, I apologize. I might be driving away from the repeater since that one on the list is taking a short time. So I'll keep it short. Good evening. Thanks for
all right, roger that, Joe. Your location report's appreciated. The first half of your transmission was pretty rough, but you held the repeater and you started dropping out right about when time you said you'll keep it short. But we got you in there, and good to hear from you. Happy to have this new machine on the network here. AI6XQ, Mike. You're up next, and stand by Matt. Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec. Mike, you still around?
Yeah, this is Mike. Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec. I'll read.
You are full quieting.
Great. Thank you, Caleb. Thanks for taking the net. I am smack dab in the middle of South Lake Leona. It's a beautiful evening and just have a few minutes, so thanks for getting me in for short time. Back to you. AI-6, XQ.
Roger, roger. Certainly have a wide spread on this network here. I like it. And thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your day to drop by the net. KFA-8CQ, Matt, you're next. Stand by, Dave.
Thanks, Caleb. Newly licensed about a week ago on the tech. Just a handheld here in Lake Ann, so apologize for the low signal. But happy to jump on the air with you guys.
Roger that. Your handheld's doing great. You're getting into the repeater quite nicely, and congratulations on the new license, man. Over to Dave, K8WPE, and standby Tom in Cadillac.
Good evening, WATCM, K8WPE. Another beautiful day in paradise. Didn't get a lot done, but had a wonderful day. Had friends over for the day, and also tinkered in my shack a little bit, working on a different antenna, and lots of little things that are just kind of coming together. Having some fun, and a good group tonight. Boy, a lot of new calls for me, so welcome everybody, and thanks, Caleb, for taking the net. This is K-A-W-P-E.
Prior to that, Dave, I've had a pretty interesting day working on vehicles, and a bobcat showed up in my yard. I'll be interested to hear from everyone what the largest predator you ever had show up on your land is. Over to WBA-WIV, Tom and Cadillac. Stand by, Glenn.
Okay, very good, Caleb, and thanks for taking the net tonight, WBA-WIV. Well, short time because we're coming up tomorrow morning, breakfast with hams at 9 o'clock. We'll be rolling out of here about 7:45. Carol, Bev, and myself are coming up, so if you're coming to breakfast with them, you'll see us. Anyway, had a good day, went to yoga, walked at the Y, and I got the dogs out for a nice walk, and got some shopping done. So it was kind of a busy day for me. It's been kind of a busy week, in fact. We do yoga about three times a week, and of course we had Saturday we were at Bergie's with the guys down here. So very good, and welcome to all the newcomers, new calls. That's great, a lot of guys. And let me drop it. There's been a DMR upsurge here in Cadillac. A number of the guys have gotten interested in DMR, so you may hear stuff coming out of Cadillac here pretty shortly. Anyway, that's what I got, Caleb. Everybody have a good evening. 7-3, I'm going to be going to bed here shortly. WATCM, D8WIV, I'm clear. Good evening.
Roger, roger, Tom. Sounds like things are going great down there. And thanks for the Breakfast with Hands announcement. And, of course, Project Night is tomorrow as well. KFGZ, Glenn, you're up next. Stand by, Jake.
Thank you for taking the net, Caleb. I really appreciate that. Again, I'm using this new app. It also records and transcribes nets, so that might be something I'm trying to check to see how well it works. So, again, I'm playing with new toys. Well, I'll turn that back over to you. Thanks for letting me check in. KDSGZ.
Well, that sounds like a very interesting tool, especially for traffic nets. And, of course, there's nothing a ham likes more than a new toy. Over to Kilo Fox Zero, Sierra Mike Zulu, Jake. I see a Foxtrot in that call. Are you a newly licensed fella? Welcome to the net, and stand by KF6OXI.
I am not too do. I've had my license for going on 2 years now. Got qualified out in Nebraska and recently moved back home out in Interlochen. And, yeah, thanks for welcoming me to the net. I'm curious if anybody locally is getting into the Meshtastic or the MeshCore network. That's something that's piqued my interest lately, mainly because of the low barrier to entry from a cost standpoint. So interested to see if anybody at the club's doing anything with that.
Roger that, Jake. There are Meshtastic nodes in Traverse. I know there's quite a few of them. Glenn would be a great person to talk to after the net, K8SGZ. I'm pretty sure he has a couple of nodes and knows where all the nodes are. I don't think he uses the ham radio options. He uses the encrypted, well, or not encrypted, I don't know, the public channel. I haven't actually got on it yet, but I am aware there is activity. So you can call around after the net and find out. Congrats on the call, and I should have known that the zero meant it wasn't quite aligned with the Michigan Kilo Fox calls. Over to, I believe, Kilo Fox 6 Oscar X-Ray India. Please correct me if I got that call wrong, and stand by Edgar. And we've got a couple of static crashes, but you're not quite making it into the repeater. All right, I think I heard that time. We'll feel free to obviously try again once we get back around again to check-ins, which is right after Edgar. Go ahead, Edgar.
Oh, good evening, Matt. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E, and it's been a nice, cool day, kind of nice for a change. I'm sure it'll come back and be warm again tomorrow or next day, but whatever. And the subject for the net some night might be interesting to how many years you've been licensed. I hear people that are brand new, and there's others of us that's been licensed for a while. It'll be kind of interesting to put dates with call signs. Anyway, this is K-A-8-H-Y-E-73.
Roger that, Edgar, and thank you for the idea. That is a fantastic idea. I've been licensed almost 14 years. I was licensed first in 2013, if I remember correctly. Well, that's the bottom of the short time list. So, here we go for Echolink. You are on Echolink or All-Star checking in tonight. Please call now. We will expect a key down delay of up to 10 seconds for Echolink responses. First, Echolink or All-Star station, please call now.
Echo call, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa Charlie, Mike in Royal Oak.
W8VPC, welcome to the net, Mike. Next, Echolink or All-Star Chicken. All right, take it away, Mike. You've got this section all to yourself tonight.
Okay, yep. Good evening, everyone. We're just sitting around, winding down a Monday evening. We participated with Oakland County here, PSC, Saturday afternoon, watching traffic on Woodward, during the Woodward Dream parking lot. I mean, Dream Cruise. And southbound was fine, northbound was the parking lot. And I guess we got signed out, we got cleared off the road and closed down, and then somebody decided to have a fight. So we missed all the excitement. Other than that, it wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold. So I'm going to say 73. Good evening. Back to net, WAVPC.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time, all except for the parking lot part. Thanks for stopping by the net, Mike.
And we'll now stand by for all regular check-ins, or short times, or echo links if you can manage to get in. And what, everyone, please call now.
WX1J.
K8WSUK.
89 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform.
KC8VAP.
All right, we have WX1J, Scott, K8WQK, Pete, K9WWU, and KC8, Zulu Alpha Papa. Next check-in.
Kevin, Zero Bravo Luke.
We've got KE8SBV. Kevin, welcome to the net. Next check-in. All right. What a group tonight. We're at 15. Scott, WX1J, take it away and stand by Pete.
Okay, good evening, Caleb, and thanks very much for taking the net this evening. Hello, everybody, and hope everybody's having a wonderful summer day. It's just been spectacular weather. You can't really beat it. Except it would be nice to have a little more rain. I was trying to water my lawn yesterday, and we suddenly got a downpour, so it double dose. It was a good thing. Not much going on here. Just finished the newsletter and put that out on the website and email, so if you have been standing by the door looking for the postman to deliver your August issue of the Cherry Juice, it's here now. So take a look and see what you think. It's a great article by Kevin. On the Ham Shack Beyond the Repeater. It's an awesome article, and you'll learn a lot with that. So anyway, pretty excited about that. Nothing else to add, except that tomorrow night's project night, we'll be doing a bunch of things, probably working more with the QSO1. It's a great little product, and if you need help with it, we'll be glad to help with you then. But we'll also be doing the fifth setting of our CW class. Those people who have been practicing CW, bring your keys, keyers, and oscillators. Tomorrow we'll have a bunch of keys and oscillators there as well. And we'll be doing a mock POTA activation, so this is going to be fun. This is the time when the rubber meets the road, and we'll be taking it slow, we'll be taking it easy, but it'll be a good time for everybody to practice sending and receiving. And with that, I will turn it back to the net, as my voice is going somewhere. I have no idea where it is. Back to you, W8TCM. Good evening from WX1J.
Roger, Roger, Scott. That CW class sounds fun. I've been working on my CW a bit lately and trying to get on the air. I made a few contacts, including my brother in the UP. It was fun. Okay, hey, WQK, Pete, you are up next, and stand by at WWU.
Hey, thank you, Caleb. Good evening, one and all. Scott, your announcement was very timely. I'm sitting here in front of the desktop computer and in top my email, so there you go. Fabulous day, a lot of chores around the house, and got to tinker in the shop for an hour or two on top of that, so that's good, and look forward to breakfast tomorrow morning. Catch you all then. KWSUK.
Roger that, Pete, and good to have you on the net. Over to Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Stand by, KWSUK.
Hey, thanks, Caleb, for taking the net tonight. This is Kevin, a Kilo Delta 9, a Whiskey Whiskey Uniform, talking from the northern QTH up here in northern Michigan, because the southern QTH down in northwest Indiana is still without power for the seventh consecutive day. So I'm happy to be here up in northern Michigan where I have power and cooler weather. So we don't know when we're going to head back south. The house for sale down there should be almost 95% complete as far as getting it on the market. But for the time being, we're going to be up here in northern Michigan. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at breakfast tomorrow. And we're going to have a couple of guests, the YL and a guest. So looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. This is Kevin Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, St. 73.
Well, congrats on your impending immigration to permanent residence up here in God's country.
Hi.
sounds fantastic. And Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa, you're up next. Stand by, Kevin.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and good evening to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Sounds great out there, Caleb. Thanks for taking that control tonight. We really appreciate it. So in brief, I've spent the past couple of days working on painting my house, and I'm making good progress on that. And then one item with my station, instead of getting into the pre-repeater with my whip, I'm connected to my J-pole, and maybe I'm getting a better signal there. Anyway, that's it. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, back to net control.
Roger that, Mark. And while I can't give you a comparative analysis, I can say your signal is full quality. You sound great. Good to have you on the net tonight. Over to KE8SBZ, and then we'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Caleb. This is Kevin. Hello, everyone. I'm just hanging out here. My kids have a swim camp this week, so they're up in Charlevoix, so I have a chance to get on the net, figure I'd hop on. Finally getting near the end of my busy season, so I got out of work for a so I got some food quick, and then I went to my family's farm and started hedging cherry trees. I was going to hedge a little bit later tonight, but I'm not sure how many times I circled the same row and didn't go to the next row. And I think after I did that two or three times, I decided it was time to call it quits. So as soon as I'm done with this ice cream bar, I'm going to bed. Hope all is well. Back to Nets and KE8FCW.
Well, now you got me craving an ice cream bar. Man, I think I actually have some in the freezer, too. Sounds good. Well, bottom of the net. Does anyone else want to check in to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net?
This is Whiskey Baker 4, Kilo Tango Fox, WP4KTF, another Glenn.
WB4, keep Texas free, you are on the list. Glenn number 2, next check-in. Last call for the mesh net before Glenn takes us away. All right, Glenn, you get the wrap-up. Last check-in for you. Go ahead.
Absolutely, WATCM and all the net folks, WB4KTF in Drawn on Duck Lake Peninsula. See y'all tomorrow at breakfast with Esther, I think. And still playing with antennas. I worked on a 135-foot handset halfway for 80 meters, following an article or project in the Ham Antennas Group's I.O., and it's not working yet. Haven't figured out why it won't resonate anywhere. So maybe my little ferrite, I'll call it 49-1 for right now, didn't make a solder joint right, so I've got to give it a check. And other than that, there's a bunch of DX on. There's a VK9WX on Willis Island near Australia, northeast of Australia on lately, so y'all might look for him. And that's it, WATCM, WP4KTF, and see you tomorrow.
That sounds great, Glenn. I wonder if you could, if there's a way to put a resistor on that and test just the balun just to check things out before you go on to tuning it, troubleshooting the antenna. I did hear Denmark on the band recently, but on 20 meters, but he was calling West Coast only, so I didn't get him. All right. This has been a great net. Thank you, everyone, for checking in. I'd like to thank everyone for being here this evening. Look forward to speaking with you all again next week or on the SmashNet, 9 a.m. Sunday at 3.953 MHz. This has been Caleb operating this evening as Net Control Operator in the Club Call TCM. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the T-Bars net at 8. I will now close the Monday evening social hour net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, and good evening to all. WB4KTF from KD8WAM. KD8WAM clear.
KD8WAM,
NATN. NATN from KD8WAM, sound a little better.
Yeah, I just got sort of north of the Venn diagram of 8.6, 8.4, and 3.4. I could hear all three of those repeaters about the same, and they were all just a little too noisy for me to pick out audio from. I got on the hill of 131 there, and then 8.6 was the clear winner, and it's been almost solid ever since. So I'm still on 131 north of Cadillac, not to 113 yet, but I was just curious how my signal was actually doing on the receive side.
You are coming in quite clear.
Cool, I'm only at 20 watts, so I'm not working hard at all. So that's good to hear. Any noise on the signal, or is it pretty quiet?
No, you're real quiet. I won't say it's quite precisely full quieting, but pretty close.
Yeah, talk about the local QR. My kids are a little loud and wild, but they've been in the car for a few hours, so I would be too. Yeah, at least they're laughing and not screaming and hitting, so I'll take that. But yeah, that's good to hear. I'm hearing good reports lately, so that's encouraging.
Been there, done both of those. That's pretty impressive for just 20 watts. That's like 40, 50 miles. Not quite farther than me, but pretty close to the same distance, eh? You're pretty close to my place, too. Once you're past Fife Lake, I bet we could get Simplex.
Yeah, I might switch over to 5-2 there and see if we can do that from 113 there. Nice sunset from my left.
Roger, roger. I'll keep 5-2 up and listen for you. I'm going to be in the shack for a little bit longer. I'm going to test out some tubes on a radio I've got here.
There you go. All right, well, I'm going to fly down out of here and let anybody else go ahead. Okay, WM, good enough tonight. Nice turnout. And ACN Mobile.
Yeah, we had 16 folks here. It was pretty big nut. NACN from KD8WAM. Catch us. See you soon on Simplex.
If you're Caleb or anybody else out there, I'd be happy to jot down any Volvo upgrades from this J2 FD55 that I have, which I acquired my own license on. Just kind of looking for a new step up, and haven't got anything down. If anybody has any ideas.
The station with the question, this is WB4KPF, Portable 8, repeat it, and my name's Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn. I know I'm probably pretty choppy, but I was just saying, for a newbie as myself, just looking for a free
Okay, yes, you're very scratchy. Are you saying you want to upgrade your HP to another HP, or you want to go to a larger radio over?
Okay, go ahead and try this.
Okay, I heard, let's try this, and then I lost you. Maybe a different spot in the house will work better.
outside again, my computer is choppy, but just looking at
okay, I still didn't get it. Try again. Yeah, you're still noisy and I couldn't get enough words to understand the question. I'm here. If you're south of Traverse City, I can get on 146.52 and try Simplex.
NHCN
This is K8DYS monitoring. K8DYS, anybody listening?
K8DYS, KCHCLN. Yeah, I got you.
Well, good evening there. Yeah, I got you. You got a little bit of static in with you, but not bad. I can hear you pretty dang good.
That's awesome. And I'm on low power.
Well, that's how it should be working. Should be working like that. So, yeah. Sounding real good. Am I coming in nice and clear?
Yeah, you are. Absolutely. No static anywhere.
Kick yours up to medium a little bit. You might want to run 25. Get that hiss out of there.
Okay, there's medium. How's that?
Okay, yeah, that sounds a little better. Sounds good. Heck yeah. Well, there you go. Now there's another way for you to get on there for now. So I'm glad they got that going. What are you doing this evening? Just hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out. Tomorrow's Project Solomon, Tuesday. A normal Tuesday thing at the ranch.
Yeah, I keep forgetting today's Monday and tomorrow's Tuesday, so I'll have to get used to that for a little bit. But, well, cool. Sounds like you got a plan going on. You'll be busy. If it's cooling off here, it's probably, I don't know, 65 right now, maybe even cooler. I got a little fire going. I heated up some pork chops that she made a couple days ago. I put them on the grate over the fire and flame broiled them a little bit, and boy, those were good.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah, my thermometer says, oh, but this one has a decimal point, 64.9, so 65 degrees.
I think I might go in the sauna tonight here. I think we're going to go check out some stuff tomorrow, and I don't know. We'll see what happens, but yeah, we're just hanging out, so that's about it. Not a whole lot to talk about for me here, but I'm tired.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, yesterday I rode a horse bareback, and today I'm feeling it in my prostate.
Yeah, I bet. Dang. That's crazy. What were you doing, just showing an example, or just for fun?
Trying to train the horse so that anybody can ride him, and I was going to go out on the trails by himself, and he's not used to that, and he got a little overexcited. He almost tried to dump me, but then I brought him back, and we ended up without any incident.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. Sounds like you're getting some stuff done over there. Sounds like stuff's getting a little rowdy, maybe.
Yeah, I got a plan on the training. And stuff I can do to train him to listen to whoever's riding him. He's a good horse, but he's young and he's green, and he's training.
That's what I was going to ask you, if he's young and obnoxious, so it sounds like he just needs to be a little experienced. A dog. Well, the mosquitoes are starting to come out, but then they kind of went away. Probably fixing to go to bed here shortly, so I'll sign with you here. Hopefully we can get on here more often and use the system a little bit. Works pretty dang good.
Yeah, I just need to figure out my mobile. I couldn't believe I had that much interference in it. I'll try one thing, try another, and hopefully I'll get it fixed.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. It's got to be something that's plugged in, that's not factory, I'm assuming. And if it's not that, then we'll figure it out. It should be pretty simple, so. Well, all right, I'll let you get back to the CB or whatever you're listening to, and I'm going to sign off of here and go hit the bales. So we'll catch you tomorrow. I'll jump on here tomorrow or something. KC8CLMKDYS, I'll be standing by listening for a little bit, and then I'm going to shut her down.
Yeah, I'm ignoring the CB too. So, have a good night. We'll catch you tomorrow. KDYS, KC8CLM. Back to FBI.
Hello, Ryan. If you're there for a minute, KDYS, W8R, PM in Sheboygan.
Hey, Ron, W8RPM, KDYS. How's it going?
okay for Monday. It wasn't a bad day. Weather was nice. Got some stuff done. Had a couple of work-related meetings. But all in all, driving around out in a sunny day, you know, blue skies. Just had a tiny little mist of rain, but just, you know, nothing to speak of. Had more yesterday. We went to Alpena and back, looking at some property. I've got a question for you. What rig are you running, and are you doing any sort of audio enhancement? Your audio is absolutely awesome. It's like it's super wideband FM broadcast audio. It's amazing.
All right, well, currently I am on a Samsung phone. I'm up in Castle, Michigan, so I'm kind of cheating a little bit.
Yeah, are you using, I probably have it on my phone too, but I can't remember the name of the program. But, okay, well, that sort of explains it. I mean, I can see that being the case, but, man, it's awesome. It's very, very, even for wideband FM. It's a little bit lacking highs. You know, it's more accentuating the lower half. But it just sounds awesome. So, all right, well, I know we talked before when I was out camping. I was on the 715, I think, that you guys got in town there. So we had a decent time camping over the 4th. That's a very nice campground. Got to spend time with my daughter and her husband. They met us there. So anyway, you were signing out, so I don't mean to keep you. Just wanted to say hi. KDYS, catch you down the page, W8RPM.
Yeah, thanks for jumping in there and saying hi. Yeah, I'm just getting ready to hit the bales, and I'm kind of talking quiet. We're out here on a lake, Portage Lake, so there's not really many people out, but it's real quiet here. DV switch is what I'm using, I think. I think that's what it's called. That's what I use to, it works pretty good. And Thimbleberry Festival is going on this week here, so I don't know if you've probably tried those. They're pretty good. So, yeah, it's the 705, and we're going to be getting another one up on this link here as well. The repeater's up. It's the 200. Just west of Harrison, and I think I'm gonna recruit Drake into coming down and helping me get the receive better, and I think we're gonna put something else in there for a transmitter, and then there's internet there, so we're gonna hopefully get it on the link and expand. So, and the Grayling, they just put the 8.4 up. He informed me of that, and it's transmitting all the way down to Harrison, full scale. You just heard Chester, and he was going into the 8.4 out of the Grayling repeater. So, wonderful job there. Okie dokie, W8RPM. You have a good evening. We'll catch you later on. KDYS.
I just looked up the Keweenaw Thimbleberry Festival. And yes, I have had them, but I didn't realize that they were that popular. So, all right, see you later. Sounds like you guys are doing a lot of good things. There's plenty of room there in your area in mid-Michigan. You know, it's not like you can't get a coordination or there's no spectrum. There's not a lot of anything there. So I applaud you for putting in your blood and sweat. Get that stuff done. So don't give Drake any fatter of a head than he's already got. All right, see ya. W8RPM.
Yeah. Thank you.